Well, during the month of November, we always remember the souls of our departed loved ones that have passed away. The month of November is when we remember all the souls in purgatory and all of our beloved dead. And we offer prayers for them. We offer masses for them. We pray the rosary for them. And we follow what it says in Scripture. It is a good and holy thought to pray for the dead that they may be loosed of their sins. Of course, venial sins or temporal punishment. So today we offer this Mass for the happy repose of the soul of all of our active and auxiliary members of the Legion of Mary throughout the world. And every Legion group has a Mass said every November for all deceased active and auxiliary members of the Legion of Mary. There are about 3 million active members in the world right now. There's perhaps 15 million auxiliary members who are the praying members. And imagine every group has a Mass said for all the deceased legionaries. And that is probably about 300,000 Masses offered every November for all of our deceased active and auxiliary members. That's certainly one of the greatest benefits and reasons that each one of us should be either an active member or a praying member of the Legion of Mary. If you're not out of purgatory by the end of November, it's not the fault of the Legion of Mary, right? Imagine having 300,000 Masses said for you every November. Well, what is an active member? What is an auxiliary member? I've actually been a member since I was 10 years old, so I have been in the Legion of Mary for 43 years. My mom joined the Legion when she was 18 years old. Now she's 94, so I don't know how many years that is, 70-some years. My dad's been in the Legion over 60 years. That's how they met, was at a Legion of Mary meeting. They got married on the Blessed Mother's birthday in 1958, just celebrating their 58th wedding anniversary this past September. So it's been their vocation, it's been their way of life. And so Legion of Mary was founded on September 7th, 1921 in Dublin, Ireland. So it's almost 100 years old. And the active members, what they do is they go to a weekly meeting, which is a meeting of prayer and spiritual growth. At the meeting, we pray the rosary, have spiritual reading, have discussion, and then we give reports on the apostolic works that we do during the week. And then the priest or the president gives a 5 or 6 minute talk on aspects of different spirituality of our Catholic faith. And then we're given our assignments to go out that coming week to spread the faith. And so that's what the active member does. He or she goes to the meeting and then does a couple of hours of apostolic work. Here in our own parish, we meet on Wednesday nights at 7:30 and downstairs in room 6. And we have a beautiful group of about almost a dozen people, a wonderful group of people. They visit the parishioners here, welcoming new parishioners, and going to see them, also teaching religious education, helping with RCIA, visiting the sick or the homebound, and doing any of the works that Father would like us to do in the parish of a spiritual nature. Throughout the world, the Legion of Mary members visit really thousands of prisons, thousands of nursing homes, hospitals, also knocking on doors, inviting people to come back to the faith or inviting them to learn more about the Catholic faith. So that's what the active member does, the meeting, the apostolic work each week, and then they also say the Catena, which is the Magnificat, or that beautiful prayer said by our Blessed Mother when she went to visit her cousin St. Elizabeth. And in my mind, one of the beautiful things about the Legion of Mary, it's a way to grow in holiness and a way to really fulfill the call of Vatican II, to strive to become a saint and also to evangelize, to share the faith. We're called to be apostolic. We should never keep the faith to ourselves. We should always share it with others. And what a beautiful way to fulfill Matthew chapter 25. When I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you came to see me. And so it's a beautiful way to fulfill the Lord's request to serve him in the poorest of the poor. So, but of course, there's also the auxiliary member, which is the praying member. And the praying member says the rosary every day, and also the Legion prayer card called the Tessera, which has the beautiful prayers to the Holy Spirit, the Magnificat, and concluding prayer for faith. And so that's what the auxiliary member does, is the daily rosary and the prayer card. And if you're not yet an auxiliary member, I encourage you to do so, because then you'll join over 15 million people who pray that rosary and prayer card every day, and you'll get the graces of all 15 million rosaries. If you say the rosary with a group of 10 people, you get the grace of 10 rosaries. If you join your rosaries with 100,000 people, you get the graces of 100,000 rosaries. If you join yourself to 15 million people that pray the rosary every day, you get the graces of those 15 million rosaries. What a great investment that is to be a praying member of the Legion of Mary. And so I encourage you today, as we, during this month of November, offer this Mass for all the deceased active and auxiliary members of the Legion of Mary, to consider joining us on Wednesday nights as an active member, or make sure you sign up as an auxiliary member. And that way, every November, you'll receive the special benefits of over 300,000 Masses offered for the happy repose of your soul.